Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum bum. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Cyndi Lauper is at the Chase Center for her farewell tour on November 26th, and there are still tickets available. We will be talking to Cyndi today at 9 o'clock in the morning. Very, very excited to talk to Cyndi Lauper this morning. Boom. Need my thing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill in San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's, in Pleasant Hill.
Woo!
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Jack's.
Ay-ay-ay, it's Jack's.
Okay, so today we've got, it's cold, and it's cold, clear, highs in the 50s. So whatever you see should burn off if you're seeing any, you know, cloud cover. Should burn off. We should see cold and clear this morning. A decent day, really. We have a storm on the way, though. End of week, we're going to rain a lot.
Oh, boy.
Like they're calling it another one of those atmospheric rivers, and they're saying it's going to last for days. So,
great.
Bring in your, this is the official announcement of bring in your couch cushions or what are they?
Yeah, your outdoor cushions.
Whatever.
Your hammock.
Whatever.
Bring it all in. Clean, make sure that your gutters are clear.
You've got a few days, but the rain could start between Thursday and Friday, and it's going to go into next week like midweek. So we've got a long stretch of rain ahead.
Great.
And that means there'll be a lot of snow, too.
Well, that is the good news.
So there's
the
upside.
That's the part you want to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do you have an estimate? Do you have an estimate as to when that's going to, is it like Thursday, is it Wednesday, is it Friday?
It varies. It looks like it's... Right now, I'm looking at it in San Francisco. It says it starts Friday. But if you flop around a little bit, Walnut Creek, I think North Bay, though, might see it Thursday. Let me see what North Bay says. It's been changed. Oh, yeah. North Bay will see some on Wednesday and then back again on Friday. It's changing even overnight.
I looked at
it last night, and it was different than it is today. What I'm telling you now is we've got a huge rainstorm on the way end of week. The end. Now, the 49ers lost in the final minutes of their game on Sunday. And frankly,
that was a tough one.
I'm just bummed.
Right.
Like that was a home game, boys. That was, and you had it.
You didn't enjoy watching former West Virginia Mountaineer Geno Smith running it in to win the game?
Please stop talking.
Yeah!
Don't do that. What's wrong with you?
Niners lost 20-17, and tonight for Monday Night Football, it's a Texas affair. Houston Texans versus the Dallas Cowboys, 5:15 game time. That's entirely skippable.
Or enjoy it.
Also, just because I know that not everyone was with us for our first break, I, like you, fell for the whole Netflix Tyson fight. And I realize after sort of watching posts from my friends and thinking about my own, you know, what is my need here? Why do I care if Tyson wins or loses? And I realized we're all rooting for Father Time, and he got severely beaten. He got a gift from a young man, and we all got the cold splash of water we deserved. 58-year-olds shouldn't be in a ring anywhere.
Mm-mm. Not even against other 58-year-olds. It's just sad.
So after the fight, I went, no. The fight business. They really know how to get you into it.
They do.
And then you just go, what am I doing?
What am I doing? What am I doing here?
What am I doing? Now, I got another one for you. On Saturday, the missus goes, we're going to a movie tonight. You coming? And I go, what are we seeing? It's a Christmas movie. And I was like, oh, I am in. Let's do this.
Oh, boy.
I'm all in.
Okay.
Christmas movie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, I know Red One's out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're going to see Red One.
Isn't that rated R?
I, can't make a Christmas movie rated R. I don't know if it is or not, because that's not either, what we actually saw.
All right. Oh, that's too bad. I'm so sorry.
We saw the greatest Christmas pageant ever.
Oh, that did well at the box office this year. How was it, Ben?
It was really good.
Really?
It was really
the greatest Christmas pageant ever.
Shockingly good.
Oh. Huh.
Red one's PG-13.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, how are you going to make a rated R Christmas movie?
I don't know. I thought it was like real violent or something.
Well,
isn't Die Hard rated R? It's a Christmas movie.
Is it a Christmas movie or is it just
I'd
like
say
a
it is, but it's
movie.
Not marketed right. to kids.
It's really, and it's also not marketed to Christmas. It's
yeah, it is.
No, they'll be showing it this Christmas for sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the excuse to do it.
Right.
But yippee-ki-yay.
Mofo.
Mother, father.
Right. Anyway, the greatest Christmas pageant ever. Now, look, would Sarah like it? I'm going to say no.
Really?
I'm going to say you would not like it.
Why?
Because it was aimed
at... Is there singing?
It was... No. Oh. Yeah, there is a little bit. It was aimed at me and my kids.
Oh.
Like, all of us left and went, that was really good. So, and we'll watch it again.
What's it about?
It's about a Christmas pageant.
Is it set in the real world with human children?
It's set in the 80s, I believe. Like my guess.
Also, nobody has smartphones?
It's in days of old because the phone, you know it when they go to the phone that's attached to the wall and it's, the phone is yellow.
Mm.
And you go, oh, there's the, it's got to be the 80s, right?
Yeah.
But the girl that stars in the movie, you'll go, I know her. And you'll not know her name.
Oh,
you couldn't get her name. Hey, can you put the picture of
the picture up
of the greatest Christmas pageant ever? She's a grown up lady.
And see if I can
and see if you can name
her. Make sure that her name's not in there.
Yeah. Don't put her name
in there. I'm looking away.
Just an image.
All right.
Okay. So I'm watching it and I'm going, I know this lady.
Yeah.
I think it's Anne H. Huh? And then I went, oh, Anne H is dead.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is.
Tragically.
But she's really like in a lot of stuff.
Okay.
And yet, I can't tell you what
else. I can't wait to see if I can pick her out of a lineup.
But this movie was really fun. So I just wanted to tell you, if you end up going to see that with your family, you'll enjoy it.
Can I look?
It's hard to find one without her name. Hold on a second.
Just go to images.
And then
there she is. Oh, hold on. Don't look.
I'm not looking. Don't look. I'm not looking.
Okay, look.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that lady. She kind of looks like Clint Eastwood's girlfriend back in the day.
Sandra Locke.
Yeah, it looks like Sandra Locke. Judy Greer. Not in a million years.
She's in a million things.
Arrested Development.
Yeah. She's not.
She's a secretary.
Yes! That's why I know her!
I was going to say, Ben, I know you love that show.
I know this lady.
She's been in a lot of stuff.
She's in everything.
I didn't remember that she was in Arrested Development. That's so funny.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
she's great.
Up her name.
She's like dits with hair piled up on top of her head in that.
I thought she was fantastic.
Okay,
and I think you'll like the movie if you go with your kids. If you're someone who's, you know, listen, I get it. Believe me, I wouldn't have gone to see that by myself in 100,000 years. But there I was, tears streaming down my face. I look back and the missus has got one too, and I'm like, oh my god, we both fell for it.
Did the kids fall for it?
They loved it.
Kitty Sanchez. That was her character's name on Arrested Development.
Oh.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, me either. I should go back and watch all that. I really want to go back and watch all the old Arrested Developments and watch those new season. There's like, I don't know, standalone stories for each of them.
It's worth a rewatch for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I probably forget so much more than I remember.
There are a few people are writing in all the rated R Christmas movies. Okay. I would like to take back whatever it was I said and just say, this is a true Christmas movie. This is not Bad Santa or...
This is like rated G, right?
It had to be. It had to be.
Maybe PG, but
maybe
not PG.
I don't even think it's PG.
Were there any swears? Was there any peril?
At one point, I think the kid says, oh God, or something, and everyone goes, don't say that in the church.
Oh.
So... is that a swear? I'm not sure. No, there's no swears.
Okay.
Oh, the greatest Christmas pageant ever is also a great children's book.
Oh. You should get that for your kids for Christmas.
Maybe I will.
That'd be fun.
It's really about there's a poor family and there's some struggle on their part, but they're mean. So everyone's like, I don't know.
Poor mean people.
Yeah. And then, you know, Well, they pick on us. Yeah, but they also don't have... Anyway, in the end, you get that Christmas feeling and that spirit, and you're like, this is pretty good. I like it.
I like a movie that you leave feeling good after it.
I did.
Yeah. We watched Deadpool and Wolverine until I fell asleep. That was funny.
You didn't like it.
It's a little too funny.
You hated it.
I didn't hate it, but I did think it was unnecessary. And it was weak. Like, the story's weak. It's a great showcase for them to be hilarious.
It wasn't that funny.
It was funny. It's funny. John really liked it. John sat there laughing at all the juvenile jokes. I'm like looking over at him thinking, really? John never laughs out loud. And he's laughing at that. And I'm like, okay, there's something in it for me. It's fine. I like Ryan.
I watched the first 2 minutes, then paused it and said, I'll come back tomorrow.
And you never went
and
back.
And no, and I went back and watched him fight the first fight mm-hmm. that he's in where he's dancing to the New Kids or what is that?
It is. I think it's like New Kids or Backstreet Boys or something.
He's fighting all, and he's also dancing and killing people in the middle of it all. And I'm like,
the bone, the thigh bone.
Yeah.
That's
And I turned that right off and went to bed, and I don't think I'll be going back.
Yeah. It's I fell asleep shortly after that. Well, a little ways in. I mean, if you want to see people fighting, you know, fake fighting, there's tons of that for you. It's good stunts, I guess. It just wasn't for me, I guess. And it's too bad because the first two are for me.
Mm.
So much like breaking the third wall, so much, or whatever that's called. Fourth wall. What's it called? Fourth wall. Just so many like, you know, digs at Disney and Marvel and the crossover thing. And it's just, I'm like, okay, we get it. You guys are just so amazing. Thanks for telling us over and over.
She doesn't like it, everyone.
Which is so weird because it has everything I should want.
Mm. Ryan's and yet it's forced.
Yeah.
It's forced.
It just felt like contrived. A money grab. But beautiful. John
and it was
unnecessary. Howling.
Oh,
howling.
Right.
He loved it.
John has good taste.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he picked me.
Hell so. What's happening here? I guess I'll do a fast fact because somehow my movies reviews went through my whole break. Yikes.
Fast facts.
Thank you. Reese's Pieces aren't made from the same filling as Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which explains the creamier consistency.
They're different. I did not know that.
I didn't either, but I don't eat Reese's Pieces, even though I would like them. Oh, you know what I did at the movie theater?
Oh, what did you do? I'm
curious how you guys, where you guys come down on Milk Duds?
I like Milk Duds.
Love Milk Duds. You had them at your Halloween, and I took several boxes.
Yeah.
So I'm at the movie theater. We get there and we order a popcorn. Me and Edie are going to split it. My other kid has to bring her own snacks.
Yeah.
And then Christina, I think she got a Diet Coke or whatever. And so then, we're in line and I see this guy get a big box of Milk Duds. They're like yellow and brown, the boxes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
very distinctive.
Wow, that's a big box. He must really like those. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, he seems like he must know something. I'll give those a try. But then, you know, I chickened out before we.
Oh, so we did ordered. Chicken out.
And then Edie ate all the popcorn because we only got a small. And she's like, can I have? And I go, I'll go get you another one. And I'll take some Milk Duds too.
Yeah.
Like two Milk Duds in, I'm all, this might be the crappiest candy I've ever had.
No. Listen, Benny, there's
it's not real chocolate.
Duds.
It's like,
it's a coating around the caramel thing.
You know when you get on the East Coast, there's something called Yoo-Hoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That drink, it's like a chocolate water.
Yes.
It's a chocolate water drink.
Chocolate water.
It's not. It's really gross. But
you don't like Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo is not chocolate milk.
I grew up on Yoo-Hoo.
I did too.
Yeah.
But it's like this phony
chocolate flavored
chocolate water-ish thing. That's what Milk Duds are. They weren't like chocolatey and it wasn't that good.
It's got like a chocolate-ish coating.
I really would like need a if I were rich, I would be like, can you chew this down till it's soft and then hand it over to me and I'll take it from there.
Oh, maybe you could invent like a mouth condom where someone could chew something up for you and then spit it out without any of their spit in it.
I was like,
yeah, here's the trick with Milk Duds. You get a hot thing of popcorn. You buy the Milk Duds. You hand them to the person. You say, pour half of them in midway. Put the more hot popcorn on there.
This is what you do.
I don't. This is what someone told me to do.
You do this?
Oh, yeah. You got to mix them with popcorn.
You mix it with a popcorn because the popcorn like softens it up and heats it. And then it kind of, but it's gross and it's on your hands and everything's kind of melty.
So I take a couple bites of it and then I hand it back to Christina like, here, have some of these.
And she eats them all.
No, she's like, you eat Milk Duds? Because she's known me 15 plus years and I've never eaten Milk Duds.
She knows you're a good and plenty guy. No, you're a hot tamale guy.
Hot tamale. And even that, I'm really not a guy.
You don't want a whole box of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little couple.
Anyway, Milk Duds.
Never really heard anyone come down so strongly on the Milk Dud.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The greatest Christmas pageant ever has a follow-up book, too.
Oh.
The best school year ever. Both are great. I'd say they're best for third to fifth grade. Kelly in Rohnert Park.
Thank you,
408 says, my husband just broke his tooth on Milk Duds. Yeah, he did.
Well, they're sticky. If you've got like a crown or something, I could see that happening.
I don't know if mine were cold or what, but they were like chewing on bricks.
I just went,
ugh.
Yeah, they're hard. But that's what I like about them. Like they take forever to eat and then they're stuck to your teeth so you can keep licking your teeth and stuff. That's fun.
408 says, Deadpool was unnecessary and very weak villain and a weak storyline. It was a weak movie altogether. Mr. Darcy is the only thing good in it.
I don't think I got to Mr. Darcy.
I didn't either.
Did I get to Mr. Darcy?
I don't know. He's the regular guy.
Oh, is he the guy who's like the head of the...
No, he was in Deadpool 3 as well. Yeah, he was some part of the team, X team.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Tyson Paul fight, a little bit more on that.
Oh.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Today is apple cider day. I mean, okay.
Yay.
If you gotta have it. Do you love apple cider?
Yeah, it's a big drink where I grew up.
Just, you got apple trees, you got apples all over the place,
we
you
got
squash
lots of apples.
Them down, you make some cider.
You gotta store it in the cellar for a while. It gets a little tart and it's good.
Oh. Okay.
Put some charcoal in it.
You know, do you do certain charcoal in the apple cider?
Yeah.
Oh boy. You guys put coal in everything there in West Virginia, don't you? John and I were doing I did a French toast on Saturday, and I was like getting all the spices and stuff out. I'm like, this is basically pumpkin spice. This is like what you put it in the egg and milk, mix it up. And I was thinking, you know, this is the time of year for that.
It is.
Yeah. The end of that story. Here's another one. This story just feels like a humble brag, really.
Oh.
It's fun, though. It's about, you know, a giant package. So.
Oh, it's not you humble bragging.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
humble
brag. No,
I was like, all right, let's get ready for this. What's she going to say?
Yeah, I do that all the time, but not this story.
Okay.
Steve Urkel. He was never meant to be the main character of Family Matters, but he got huge, both figuratively and literally. He has a new memoir coming out tomorrow. Tuesday is his book release day. You looking for a new book?
I
got it on Tuesday. What's that?
I just wondered, who's buying that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure he got some kind of advance. Can you see? Look up what Jaleel White got for an advance on his memoir.
I would say that there was a time, because I didn't watch TV at that time, but I would say there was a time.
Familiar, right?
Yeah, he was the biggest star on TV. Just like
I do that.
Just like the nerd guy on Big Bang Theory.
Mm.
What's his name? Not Calvin.
It's Sheldon.
Sheldon.
But the actor is Jim Parsons.
Whatever it is, he was the highest paid actor at one point on TV before they retired. And it's similar to that, like the nerd guy or the that character.
So if you're a huge fan, maybe this is a book you want to read.
That's all I'm trying to say is I think that there are fans.
Well, there will definitely be. They have to be. It's got to be those two circles, right? I'm a fan of that show and I love to read books. And then how many people fall in between? Everyone else like, you know, I'll just go ahead and watch them on TV. I don't need to know, you know, Steve Urkel's innermost thoughts. But it's a good way to sell your book to talk about how big your junk is. Like that's then people go. Well, that's fun.
He's got a big wang, huh?
Apparently so. So here's what he has to say about it. Did you find out?
What I did not, but here's a little quiz. What do each of you think he made per episode for that show?
Oh, for Family Matters?
Remember, that's the 80s.
Was it the 80s or was it the 90s?
Oh, it might have been the 90s.
It was.
I think it was like, I don't know. It was like past us.
That was a big show, though, at the time.
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to say he made $500,000 an episode.
I'll say $150,000 an episode.
Sarah's closest is $180,000 an episode.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he was a big star, but that was a big ensemble cast, and maybe they locked him. They're even saying in the story, like, he was the star of that show. He's the only character I can name off of it, really.
The dad was also a big deal.
He was. I want to say his birthday's today.
And the dad
too.
Was the guy from Die Hard. So a lot of people know him because he played the security guard in that movie.
But we can't even pull his name.
No.
Like, so I think maybe this guy signed a multi-year deal back when he wasn't supposed to be the star of the show. And then they wound up bumping him up from there. But yeah, he was never a million-dollar guy. Of course, the million-dollar guys, there's only a few of them. So Steve Urkel, he was not meant to be the main character, but he got huge. Jaleel White has a new memoir coming out tomorrow. It's called Growing Up Urkel, in which he reveals that eventually he had to, they had to start hiding his massive junk. And I guess that's nice when you get to say, my God, I just couldn't wear the, stuff anymore because I was just too impressive. It was stealing the show. It was season 8, by the way, but this show must have been on just forever. It was season 8 when the executive said, okay, we're going to get rid of the suspenders. We're going to lower his pants and we're going to loosen the jeans. We're going to go ahead and let the jeans be a looser fit because there's a bulge.
Well,
that's the quote.
Good for him. I really wish I had some incidents like that in my life. You know, whether it's a lady who's like, well, you just ruined that thing. I'm ruined now.
Right. Or broken.
Or better yet, the old, can you drive me to the ER? That I'm hurt.
Or, oh my God, you have a monster in your pants. Oh.
I know that sounds terrible, but you know.
But that is what every guy dreams of.
It would be nice.
No question. It is really funny. Like, dudes just cannot let it go. Like, it doesn't matter how many times we tell you size doesn't matter, which it does. I mean, you never believe us. We're with you. You think we'd lower ourselves to something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. That's the question.
You don't think much of me, I guess. Well, in addition to Urkel's pants, he also outgrew his voice. As he got older, he says it became physically painful to keep speaking in Steve Urkel's high-pitched voice. You know, what's funny about this book is I'll never read it, but good for him for having a book. It sounds like all the interesting stuff just got covered in that article.
That struggle that he was up against is like kind of relatable in a way. I mean, you think here he is, he gets the role of a lifetime as a kid.
Yeah.
And then he's a grown man and still playing the nerd boy, the neighbor nerd boy. Mm. I think that's what that character was. Right?
That's what it started. Yeah.
That's where it started. Yeah. Did they wind up adopting him so he could just always be in the house?
And I want to say, I don't know this because I didn't watch it, but I did. Pop culture, you know, we always had to be up on it to some extent. I want to say he played like not a nemesis, but another brother. Was there another? Was there a cool guy, Urkel?
Wait, so there was like an anti, like the bizarro world, Urkel?
I think there was.
Yeah. It's funny. He's a good looking guy. And without the, what did he wear? Like little glasses or something? He had something going on with his face. He's, you can tell it's him, but he's all grown up.
One of the pictures showed the glasses.
Oh, showed the glasses. Yeah.
He did. Stefan Urkel.
Oh.
This is, it was
spelled all different.
Yeah.
Urkel.
His alter ego.
And this guy was cool, right? What does it say he was? Is he a player?
Normal speaking voice.
It gave him the chance to play a different role.
He was playing it more of himself.
Mm.
Which means
also
weird that I know that, but
he also played Myrtle Urkel, his female cousin.
I never saw
who
that.
He played in a dress.
Heard of that.
That is really funny.
Myrtle Urkel.
Well, that is a hit show trying to stay on.
Yeah. Right. Let's try and squeeze another season out of this. What if Urkel's a gurkle?
You know, we all know the move, a marriage or a baby or something to extend the season. Mm. And in this case, they just started making alternate characters.
Murder right. Urkel, band name, taking it.
Myrtle Urkel?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. You just said you have no musical talent.
I can still name bands.
Oh, okay. Oh, that is a talent, I guess, right? I was thinking, talking to Chris and Steve. We're all like white-haired people now. It's like, it's so dumb. And I'm like, we could be Gristle or Grizzle or the Grizzlies. Like, just, you know, you get older, it's just less and less pretty. But I always think of like grizzled, like Dio was a grizzled rocker. Like he was or Iggy Pop, just grizzled.
Iggy Pop.
Like I really like the word grizzled. Like I'm like, it's, you're scrappy, you're tough, you're sticking it out, you're grizzled. Maybe I'll go grizzled. I think that's a good, that's good. Celebrities and other people, I suppose. All leaving Twitter for Blue Sky. No, they're not. They're trying here. So, and frankly, I'm not into Twitter. I've never been into Twitter. I don't care about Twitter or whatever they're calling it these days. But I know a lot of people like live and die on Twitter. And so while I think, okay, fine, Blue Sky may become, or possibly Blueski, Blue Sky is fine. They say it's Twitter without all the hate. There is no Twitter without all the hate. Like there is no, doesn't matter what platform you go to, you can find hate on there. So for political reasons, you might say, oh, I'm going to get off Twitter. I'm going to go to Blue Sky. I'm not into Elon or, you know, I'm not into Donald Trump, whatever it is. Or I just don't like what I'm seeing there. But Blue Sky's got a long way to go. But since the election, millions of people have either left Twitter or for Blue Sky or at least opened Blue Sky accounts and pledged to do most of their social media business there. Did you text? I was thinking maybe Scott Budman. What I think is people will go, fine, I'll add another account. And maybe there'll be an app that'll populate my Threads, my Twitter, and my Blue Sky all at once because I want to reach as many people as possible. I just don't see people dropping off of Twitter at the rate that they're hoping they will over at Blue Sky. Good luck, Blue Sky. I think it's, you know,
a good gauge fine. On that for me, and I miss him dearly. Scott Budman, I miss you.
What's up, Scott?
Hi, Scott. Has he left it? Because he uses it for news. He delivers right. his news
that is a
and
great
his
gauge.
Stories on there. And so it's not, he's not an Elon fan or hater. He's just, this is where he does
here's
some of his
That's
posting.
Why I told Maddie, go ahead and let's find out what his position is on this.
Yeah.
Does he, what's his care factor?
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I would bet he may have an account, but he's not going to leave Twitter.
A lot of people are just using the Instagrams. There, a lot of people went over to that.
Oh, Threads?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use Threads. I've been a Twitter guy since Twitter started.
So,
and, yeah.
Twitter, you guys guess how many months they're saying, how many monthly active users does Twitter have? To me, this is a low number.
40 million.
Oh.
I'd say 120 million.
Funny. They have 300 million. I would have said way more. I would have said there's people all, you know, on. It's that it's everywhere. But I don't know what its reach is. 300 million people. 300 million active monthly users.
I've never seen the draw to Twitter.
How many people are using Meta's Threads?
40 million people.
41 million people.
250 million people.
Oh.
Right? That was my reaction. Vinny just fell on the floor and he's writhing around down there. It's so surprising.
Well, it's not that surprising in that if you're on Instagram, it keeps, there's ads for Threads.
Yeah,
they post up these little blurbs from people. They're good at it. It's just like the reels. You see a reel and you go, well, I gotta see what happens. And you hit play on it and then you find yourself watching some reels. The same is true of Threads. They put very juicy little pieces of content and you find yourself going, well, now I got to see. And they do it for sports. Breaking news. This is happening on the... And then the dot, dot, dot. And you're like, ah. And I realize I'm not signed in on Thread. So every time I go over, it goes, you have to sign in. And I go, ah, fudge. And I leave.
And you get back out. So you haven't yet created an account, but eventually you will.
Well, they make you an account. I think you have one automatically.
Which is you got to sign in as on your Instagram stuff.
Which is how they have that number, because that's not that, they don't have that many active users.
I agree. You never hear anybody reporting on Threads or talking about Threads. Like, Threads is a non thing.
It's the same way Gmail was forcing you onto their little effort at
their Facebooky thing.
I forget what that was called.
Google World or something.
Spaces?
Yeah, something like that. That does sound right.
Which one?
Google
Plus. It was
Google Plus, but they had Google Spaces too.
Oh, they did.
Okay, well, whatever they had, it was trying to be Facebook,
but
it didn't work.
It was defaulting you into it just because you had an email, so their numbers were fluffed for sure. Because I never used. I might have tried, but nope.
Sarah
and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.